Continuing onwards. Last Motzei Shabbos was Motzei Purim, or in Yerushalayim it was the beginning of Purim, middle of Purim. And now we'll continue onwards. Like it says in the Gemara Megillah, Migu'ula Ligu'ula. We are preparing ourselves for the next stage of Ge'ula. Baruch Hashem, I think we all had uplifting Purim. There's something special about being out of Shabbos. Maybe it was a little bit less wild. Also, the sale of Corona. But Mitzad Hasheni, I'm sure we all took it right, that the being the shadow of Corona brought us closer to the real Purim. Because the real Purim, the whole story of Purim was that we were in a very dark situation, and that caused us to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and made us worthy of having the Gula. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing now. Baruch Hashem, we're not anywhere near what they had then. But it is complicated. The world is still out of whack, and there is concern, and there is fear, and there are people that are sick still. It's important for us to be aware of this and not try to make believe that it's not happening. We have in our shul, we have a minig in the weekday minyan, we say in Shachris, we say Vinu Malkeinu. It was instituted in the beginning of the Corona by various rabbinic bodies, and most people stopped saying it. And a few weeks ago, somebody asked him, why are you still saying it? And I told him that I'll tell you the truth. Why he started saying in the beginning, maybe the little chiddush. Who says it just warrants saying Avinu Malkeinu every day? But Lamaisa, Choshev Rabbonim, said it's a good thing to do. But one thing I know is, inasmuch as it was a good thing to do a year ago, it's not any less of a reason to do it now. And it's because you personally, in your Dalet Amos, you feel a bit more comfortable or more used to it, or maybe you went to the chisun, or maybe you already got the thing. That doesn't mean that everything's in order. Things are terribly out of order. The virus is still around. There's still people that are sick. And the hashgachot, the result of it, it's affecting the world. It's affecting the way people operate. It's affecting people's panosa. There's still many people whose panosa is heavily hit. You know, if we open our eyes to the bigger picture, of the Taim Chay Torah, the big givers, some of the biggest givers, unfortunately, were hit quite hard. And Baruch Hashem, they're trying to do what they can, but they're limited, which, if they're limited, it has effect on everybody. We know that a large percentage of the tzedakahs always come from a small percentage of people. But all these things are things that the world's happening. The fact that people are still hesitant to even shake each other's hand, or simchas after these are so limited. I'm not talking about making extravagant simchas, but to be able to have more people together at a simcha, not being a fear, making a kiddush for the different things that happen, you know, sharing it with more people, whether it be a birth or a bris or a yinaben or a bar mitzvah. The world is definitely a very different world than it was. As virtual as it was getting, it became more virtual. And that's the idea of bitochen. Bitochen is don't live in a virtual world. Live in the real world. The real world is the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that has stayed the same. It's the only thing that stayed the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping the world going, sustaining it, and orchestrating things for us. The goal of everything is for us to come down to reality, to leave the virtual world and come to the real world. Yetzirah get fools us to think that our relation with Hashem is virtual, and our relation with the Yetzirah is real. It's the other way around. So when the page tough with Zion, trying to put our bitochen into the actions we do, shouldn't be just something in our mind, because something in our mind is worthless. And Ben Yonah says in Mishlei, "Bechol drachecho de'eu," a very, very important pasuk. Everything you do, know Hashem. the Rambam, the Shemayna Prokim, is Akdama to Pirkei Avos, says that this pasuk is a pasuk, which these are not his words, but in the modern Kiruv world, we would call these proof to Torah Misinai. There's no religion that came up with the idea that every act one does can be an act of Avodas Hashem. From the most seemingly degrading act, even how a person goes to the toilet, and he acts over there and inside and outside, all of it is all part of Avodas Hashem. Kol Drachel Do'eil. And we know the word Do'eil, Deo, in Tanakh, doesn't just mean to know him. It means to come close to him, develop that intimate relationship. An intimate relationship is something real. It's not something imaginary. All the relationships that are virtual are imaginary. They're not real. The ones that are real are real. I remember a few years ago already, I saw at first a cartoon that somebody drew about a person making a wedding, and there's nobody there, and he's talking on his phone to this caller, and the both of them wondering why none of their virtual friends showed up. You know, I'll call upon it. So it says over here, Kol poel asher ata mevakesh lasos, any pula, any action you want to do, zechor Hashem yizborach, hakeh be'elov latzlichecho boi, play boi b'tchoincho. Every act you're doing, you should turn to Hashem and ask Him hope and mispal for that tzlocha. Toshav elov litcho. Come to recognition, I cannot be matzliach by myself. Many people learn this by default, or not default, by trial and error, whatever you want to call it. They rely on themselves, and when they see it doesn't go, then they turn to Hashem, but that's not the right way to do it. And he's saying every act a person does, try to get yourself used to paying attention to this thing, something from Hashem. Because Chazal taught us this, but we don't do it. Chazal taught us, and every time you take a step, you really, subconsciously at least, should be thinking that this is, I'm able to take this step because Hashem gave me the koyach. That's what we say in the morning. So now we're not expected to think about every second of the day, but at least when we say in the morning, we're setting the tone and focusing ourselves on what's really happening. I don't just see, but Hashem gave me the ability to be able to see. He gave me the koyach to open up my eyes and for my eyes to work and my brain to interact properly with the eyes. And the vice, and we told before, the Chazon Ish used to say also, whenever when you go shopping, you should say a little tefillah before, and that it should go smoothly, and I should find what I need. And yeah, so many things we took for granted in the past, and we see, just doesn't come so simply. You know, people getting married, the average person getting married in the past few months, to change the venue 2-3 times before they made the wedding. And even the day they made the wedding, they weren't sure what would happen. That's Hashem's message to us. Don't take things for granted. If we tell them to Hashem, so even if we have to change the venue, it'll eventually work out, and that's what happens. We don't have to be all nervous about every little thing. Ki yesh mishu b'teach b'Hashem yizboch b'chlal u'mamen ki akol v'dei shemayim b'teach b'y So there is a person, the Rabbeinu Yonah is a bigger tzaddik than me. I call this person not a Baal Bitochon, but he calls him yes a Baal Bitochon. He's not a Molechav Zchus. He's Baitech and Hashem Baofen Kololi. In general, he believes, he knows everything's Bidei Shamayim, and he knows that you shouldn't put your Bitochon on people and not on your strength and your wisdom. But the problem of this person is Yoshiv Inyan Habitochan Alibo Bifrotim. You will not put those feelings about Bitochan into his individual acts. Like knows are called Shemaim. And everything's for the good. So when he comes home after a long day of work and he doesn't have a warm supper prepared for him, he has a temper tantrum. So what happened to his Hakobi De Shemaim? Why suddenly is the wife the one to blame? Hashem set this up for you. That's because he has a general type of bitachon, which I say is come out worthless. But like I said, Rabbi Yehuda is a bigger tzaddik than me, and he gives us credit for it. It has some value. It's better than nothing about bitachon. But we want to be, but the type of bitachon that really changes us, we have to go into the protein. Chol ma'aseh she'yaseh, every act we do, to see when everything, something comes up, stop for a second and say, this is not him and not them, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a beautiful way to go through things. People will walk up to you and they say something to you. It's pleasant or not pleasant. Let's take the not pleasant one. Before reacting and everything else, just step back for a second. One second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me this message. Let me see what I could do the best possible reaction to it and gain from it. That's what it says. V'chol drochecho de'eil, v'chol pilte ma'asecho, v'chol de'echo pa'ula zocheil. Every act you do, specific act, use it as something that remind yourself, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ashev al libcho, ki ein lecho koyach u'yecholis pepoyel ahu v'enenem b'yotcho, rak v'yad Hashem. More than that, remind yourself that the success of this endeavor is not in my hands. No matter how much it looks, it's in my hands. I have the business deal. It's like 99% wrapped up. I'm going to make it work. No, you're not going to make it work. Hashem will decide if it will work. I'll do my stylus. That's just hoping that Hashem will make it work. And if he makes it not work, then I'm sure that's also for my benefit. Yeah. So that's the important thing. Always to be mitzape, takodesh boruch hu, lechazdei Hashem. V'da, says the Rabbeinu Yoyne, because the people, sheneim el Hashem, b'maisa godl, k'moy, b'vakshu, livroj, liyam, b'shoy, they have to go on an international, overseas trip. In those days, it was mamis takonos nefoshes. Then for that thing, yeah, v'ad, they have to be tochen, somebody's deathly ill, oh, yeah, be tochen. But the maisa godl, they forget about Hashem and the little things. They take it for granted, the fact that, like we said, they could walk, they could talk, they could see, they could eat. That we don't need a Kodesh Boko, managed by yourself. And that, Meshleim Amel told us, Bechol Jochecha Be'er. Every little thing. Don't say, it's such a small thing, forget about Hashem, I'll manage by myself. No. Everything from a Kodesh Boko. Kopulis leaves beyond Hashem. All the Atzlochas Bechazri. And Mela, we have to remind ourselves about it because it's Baruch Hu. And every Maisa we do. And we're Matzliach. And the Father, we have to thank to Hashem. He says, if you owe Matzliach and you didn't turn to Hashem and say thank you, then you are lacking your avodas Hashem. And that's a beautiful thing a person could do. Every day, at the end of the day, just go back through the day and think that Baruch Hashem, I was able to get up in the morning. I was able to get out of bed. I was able to go to shul. I was able to daven. I was able to come home. I was able to learn. I was able to do the Eisim my panosa. I had to do Eisim my panosa. I traveled in my car, if I had a car or a bus or whatever it was, a mode of transportation. And Baruch Hashem, I came back safely. Not everybody comes back alive even when they go into a car. And so many things. Yeah, that Baruch Hashem, I'm still healthy and I still have food on the table. We're just talking on Shabbos about. It's exactly a year already since things started shutting down a year ago. And the tremendous bahala there was for toilet paper and eggs, amongst other things. People thought, who knows, the way things are shutting down, there won't be food. It was a real concern. One thing I told my wife then, I remember, is don't go meshugge, because Bo is running the world. And it's that hoarding things. It's Hashem, we say Ad Shemaya, and they'll say Ad Shemaya every time it looked like you run out of things and you didn't have it. Hashem found different ways to send us those things. Yeah. So how much we have now that it's no big deal, but most people forgot about Bechlal. Yeah, to have eggs, why not have eggs? To have food, everything. But if you remind yourself and you're honest with yourself, we all thought at that time, we're not even sure what type of food we're going to have in another week or two from now, or three. People are constantly eating and everything's shut down. So that things are better now than they were before. There's something to be thankful for. Once again, to realize the world is still, as I said, we have to be thankful and in good spirits. But together with that, realize that Hashem is expecting more from us, because if he wouldn't expect anything more from us, then everything would be back 100% in order. Yeah. So this is a very, very important message and beautiful words of a holy Chosid Rabbeinu Yoina. I mean, Tzad Echad, he gives credit. There is that Baal Bitochan HaKloli, that he knows the emes of the world, but he doesn't put it into the Pratim. And Mela doesn't affect the way he goes through life. Yeah. He afterwards brings from Chayos HaFavos also how Hashem set up the world in a fashion that we have to be involved in certain hishtavlus to have a panosa. And he says that even though we're involved in our panosa, that mitzuvim lachzer al ateres tehem ima bitochen delikim. That's the tzivui. Yes, you have to go out, you have to provide, but with bitochen. Because that is in the hand of Hashem. The panos is in the hand of Hashem. And Hashem will make sure you'll get what you need. But you have to go with Him. And never think that your pu'ulas are the things that make it happen. You can do the best and smartest pu'ulas and they won't work. And you can make the biggest mistake and suddenly everything works out. Yeah, so this is the greatness of Avodah and the sensitivity or whatever you call the fine tuning of it is. And mitzad we are involved, mitzad sheni, and we have to do it as best as we can, not just sit back and say, Hashem will do it for me. I'm going to work hard. But we're realizing that working hard is just a way of showing the Kodesh Baruch Hu that I'm doing what I can, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, mitzad Hashem, whatever Rachmanis can give us what we need. And it's not a contradiction. Like we said before, people write books, Ishtadlis versus Bitochen. If you ever see a book with that title, don't bother reading it, because unless it's just to catch people's attention. But if a person thinks that Ishtadlus and Bitochen are two different or opposing things, you miss the boat. Because the whole thing is about everything's Bitochen. And part of Bitochen is to be involved in your Ishtadlus and realize that your tzloch is in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So as we mentioned today in the morning that we read Parshas Parah, that's also part of our status. To show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're preparing ourselves. We want the Parah Aduma, learning the Parsha, and we want to know how to do it. All we need is Hashem to bring us that Parah Aduma, bring us the Beis HaMikdash, so we should be able to use it before. We should zeichet to take this period of time. Which Chazal called Beim Geula LeGeula. Focus, we're in a Geula mode now. We're in a Geula mode and we're preparing for Geula. But the way you prepare to go for Geula is to put yourself into a post-Geula mind frame already now. And the post-Geula mind frame is that mind frame that we have 100% clarity that Hashem, Hu Elokim, Hashem is a Melech HaKol HaOretz, Hashem Echod U'Shmo Yechod, in every little facet of our life, not just in generalities, but like we said, from getting up in the morning, and all the different small endeavors we do through the day. Even going to the bathroom is something, a gift that Kosh Boko gave us. So, and if we do that properly, I mean, it's a shame we'll be the kind of ourselves and the entire world to the Gula, Shiyogo, even Hedo, the Amea. Have a good week. Shavuot Tov. Shavuot Tov. Shavuot Tov.